Laura Wood Hubber owns a restaurant in Virginia Beach. She says clean beaches are the economic lifeline of the region.
If they have a perception that they're not clean, we've got a problem. Once you put oil rigs, you can't take them away.
So she's here speaking against the Trump administration's plan to let oil and gas companies drill in coastal waters. President Trump says it will help create jobs. But John Irwin, a Virginia Beach city councilman, doesn't see how it benefits the local economy, which is dominated by the military.
We certainly don't want to do anything that is going to have an opportunity to have those military assets leave the region, because it would really be disastrous for our economy.
And as you can see, it's pretty lively. We have a lot of people coming out.
Connie Gillette is with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. She and other staff have traveled the country, hosting information sessions in each coastal state.
But the important part over there is when you sit down and actually provide your comments.
The agency's already received 75,000 comments. Jasmine Burrell is a resident of Williamsburg. She's against offshore drilling, but says talking to the agency's scientists was reassuring.
And we need the politicians to really digest this information and to know it so that they can make sound decisions.
Later this year, the U.S. Secretary of the Interior will decide which parts of America's coastline could be open to offshore drilling. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.